This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Sunday, March 21st, 2010. And I always say and. I'm here to tell you about the weekend. And actually, this episode is going to be mostly filled with voicemails. But first, I want to tell you about the weekend. The boyfriend came over to my house because we had a bunch of wine stuff to do this weekend. So he came over to my house Friday night. And what did we do? I guess we enjoyed a bottle of wine. Oh yeah, Pinot Grigio, I think. And I don't remember what else we did. Isn't that sad? But the big thing was on Saturday. We actually went to four wineries because we had last weekend we went to this one winery, and the owner invited us to come back this weekend for a Merlot vertical tasting. So we went back for that, and there were actually four other Virginia wine bloggers there. So we got to meet them. Two of them we had met before, and then one we didn't meet before. So it was nice to meet that person. So we had some Merlots, and I think we had six Merlots. And the best two were the 2002 Reserve Merlot, or 2002 Merlot Reserve, and the 2007, which is actually still in the barrel, but the barrel sample we had was really good. So that's what we voted the best, and the worst was 2005. And there was like a three-course meal. They had like what was it? I want to say filet mignon, and then all kinds of stuff that I'm not going to eat. But I ate the filet mignon. I ate the potatoes. Then the second course was like shrimp and black beans and rice and some kind of sauce and stuff. And I didn't eat any of that. I said, boyfriend, you can just eat any of this you want. And then the last course was like this chicken, a nice, it was like a small chicken breast cooked with some spices on it. And then with like some asparagus and some sweet potato puree kind of stuff. So I didn't eat any of that stuff, but I did eat the chicken. It was good. And then I don't think we had dessert. But we had like two wines and a course, and then two wines and then a course, and then two wines and a course. So three courses and three groups of two wines. We had that 08, 07, 06, 05, 04, and 02. They skipped 03 because 03 was a terrible year for Virginia Reds, so they didn't make one that year, or he just didn't want to attempt one that year. So anyway, that was a lot of fun. We didn't get home until about 8 o'clock, but during the day we went to three other wineries to do a tasting because we hadn't been to some of them in a long time, and just did a tasting. We didn't drink any wine because we knew we were going to be having that vertical, so we just kind of tasted and talked and left. And then today, Sunday, we had reservations to go to barrel tasting at Grey Ghost. So we went to the barrel tasting at Grey Ghost and got to taste, if I look at my notes here, we got to taste in the barrel, the 09 Chardonnay, the 09 Merlot, the 09 Cabernet Franc, and then a blend of two Cabernet Sauv, 09 No, that was 08. That wasn't an 09. That was an 08. Why do I have 09 there? Anyway, 08 Cabernet Sauvignon from French oak barrels and American oak barrels. So those were good too. And we got to blend those two at the end, which was fun. And then we did get a bottle of wine and sit out and eat our lunch on the beautifully sunny garden area that they have. And oh my God, the weather was just perfect today. It's a little breezy right now. And actually, I have the windows open, so you might hear the kids playing in the apartments next to my building. but because I can hear them, but I don't know if I doubt you can hear them actually. So yeah, and then got home about 2:30, had some afternoon snuggles with the boyfriend, and then he had to go because I had a million things to do. He is grading papers all this week, so I'm going to be doing all the posting to the blog, the wine blog this week, so I had to get that shit together. But anyway, the point of this episode is to play all of the voicemails that I got, because remember a week ago or so I said, no one's calling the Google Voice line. Well, then all of a sudden, I guess once people started to listen to that episode, they're like, oh, I should call. So then, excuse me, the calls started pouring in, and I got calls from, I'm just going to name them. This is the list as in order that they arrived on the in the Google Voice. Chuck, Eric in DC, Groomer Zig, Stevie B, Mr. B from Laguna Beach, and he called twice, Ian, Kathy Bacon, and Davey from from Dangerous and Lovely. So I'm going to just, some of these calls go on for like 3 minutes. So when actually Kathy Bacon said not to play it, but all the guys on the podcast on Thursday night said, play it. So Kathy Bacon, don't be upset. I'm going to play your call. It's a fun call, so I think people will enjoy it. So anyway, I'm just going to play all these phone calls here and just, you know, say thank you to everyone who is calling. I know specifically, if I remember correctly, because I listened to them, Mr. B in Laguna Beach was giving me some advice on the grooming. Remember I asked the question to pluck or to cut your eyebrows? He gave me some advice there. So yeah, so anyway, I'm going to play these and then I'll come back at the end to wrap things up. So take a minute here and listen to all these voicemails.
Good morning, Archer. This is Chuck from Chesapeake. It's Friday morning around 7 a.m. I just finished listening to your podcast where you asked somebody to call in and leave a message, so I'm doing it. I hope you're doing well, and I'm really glad to hear your podcasting more. Miss you a lot. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
Hey, Archer. It's Eric in D.C. I'm still listening. Have a good one.
Hey, Archer, this is Groomer Zig. I thought I'd give you a call because I'm surprised no one's calling your voicemail. What is it, voicemail? So, anyway, I'm sitting here grooming a dog with the phone in my hand already, so I just thought I'd dial in and say hi. Anyway, I hope I can make those Thursday night shows. That's pretty cool. And also, I can't wait to hear what you say about the iPad because that's something I'm kind of interested in, so I'd love to hear firsthand experience with that. So, anyway, I'll talk to you later. Enjoy the show. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, it's Stevie B from Baltimore, and in fact, I'm on my way back there right now on Tuesday evening, and I'm violating Maryland law to make this call while I'm driving, and you know what? I don't care. So, yes, I'm listening. Talk to you later.
Oh, Archer, I don't think you're going to call me back. It's Mr. B out in Laguna Beach. Listen, I heard you, and you said you weren't getting any telephone calls, so I thought I would give you a buzz and talk about your grooming regimen, your plucking and your cutting. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of instructions here, and then you take a listen here. Now, you don't want to look like Christy Alley or that Adam Lambert person with your brows that look like he just got goosed up the ass, you know. You want to have that natural look, all right? Now, you got a unibrow? I don't think you do. If you did, then you want to pluck in between, you know, the two logs. Otherwise, no, you just gently clip, you know, a little bit every morning when you're looking at yourself, you know, you clip it around a little bit, and that's all you need. Otherwise, you know, the eyebrows take care of themselves. You're going to look like a man. However, the problem I have, and probably maybe since you mentioned it, you too, you're talking about the ears, all right? You got that fuzz coming out of your little lobes? Or how about that fuzz coming out of your little ear canal there? Very embarrassing. That's the first sign of age. But this is the deal. If you and I went to Turkey, all right, a little bit outside of Istanbul, we would go together, you know. You can go to these Turkish baths, and these men, the hairiest fucking bastards you've ever seen, they give you these Turkish rub-down scrub bath things. Maybe you've seen it on the movie channel, on the travel channel. In any event, when they get to your ears, what they do is they take a candle and then they sort of they light this candle and then they blow the flame to your ears. Your hair is wet, okay? They just blow the flame to your ears and it burns off all of the little fuzz and all that inside stuff. Doesn't hurt your ears, doesn't burn you or anything, but you look like a, you know, if you've got like a dentist or a doctor, or maybe you go to the deli and you've got a guy that's maybe Armenian, you know, you take a look and their ears are so frickin' hairy, they gotta go to Turkey. Turkish men take care of themselves. Armenian men don't. Not that I'm Armenian, but anyhow, this is the way it works. So you want to do the little buzz number on your ears, and then the stuff that doesn't work, then you do the plucking. All right? You stand back, you take a look at yourself. Hey, not bad. That's all good. Then what you do is you go online. Now, I'm going to give you a, you know what? I can't give it to you here. Well, maybe I can. Let's see if I got it up on my thing. Hey, this message is going on way too long. What I'm going to do is I'm going to email you this link, and it's going to tell you how to body groom below the belt. Archer, I talk too much. It's Mr. B out in Laguna Beach again. But listen, I got to give you this address. This is how to groom yourself. I want you to look pretty good. You know, I've seen a couple of pictures on your website. But you got to go to www. That stands for World Wide Web. www. Anyhow, dot shave everywhere. S-H-A-V-E. That's you got your shave. And then everywhere. EVERYWHERE.com. Shave everywhere. Now, you're going to have a choice of a few videos, and you're going to laugh. You're going to get a kick out of this. It's pretty good. It's right up your alley. Anyhow, that's it. Sorry if I took up too much of your time, but maybe sometime you need a little bit of Phil, and you got it from me. But my name isn't Phil. It's Mr. B, Laguna Beaches. Talk to you soon. Maybe never. Bye.
Hi, Archer. This is Ian from L.A., close to the surface of the sun. Just wanted to let you know we listen to you. I never call because I'm not a caller, but I feel horrible that nobody can call you to keep your voice line alive. So, hey, here I am calling. Have a good day. Bye. Hi to the boyfriend.
Are you seriously going to call me back? That's too funny. Archer? This is Kathy Bacon, if you will. Miss Kathy Bacon. Bacon. Bacon is really close to my actual last name, kind of. Anyway, I was just calling because I wanted to tell you about 7 or 11 years ago, I can't remember when it was, my husband was going to get his haircut, and I said, hey, do me a favor. Tell them to trim your eyebrows. And him not being metrosexual or anything. He's a mechanical kind of jack of all trades guy, electrician and everything else. So he looks at me and he's like, are you out of your mind? You're crazy. I ain't cutting my eyebrows. And I'm like, no, really, they need to be trimmed. Like, seriously, let's take those down an inch or three. So anyway, we're sitting out at the mall and I was sitting with the kids and he come walking towards me and all I had to do was look at him from, I mean, he was probably, you know, 100 feet away or whatever. Just looking at him, I knew that he had his eyebrows trimmed. And so he came and he said, you wouldn't believe it. After she cut my hair, she said, do you mind if I trim your eyebrows? So it was like the salon lady's idea, beauticianist or whatever. It was her idea. So anyway, every time he goes and gets his hair cut now, if they don't do it for him, he asks for it to be done. So he definitely doesn't need to pluck because he's got a nice thin line of eyebrows, but they definitely grow long. He almost looks like Andy Rooney. I'm serious. As cute as he is anyway. All right. Well, there you got a voicemail. I hope someone else called you. And please do not play this on your show. I would appreciate it. Thank you. Bye, Archer.
Hello, Archer. This is Davey from Dangerous and Lovely. I don't know if anyone's called your voicemail line yet, but I figured since I'm driving, I would go ahead and give you a call. I wanted to comment on a couple of things on your show. One, the movie Mulligans. I watched that a couple of weeks ago, too, and I agreed with you that you should barely give it any, you know, capital A's. But I have to admit there was something alluring to me about, you know, a college-age friend's father giving me a toss and tussle. There's a couple of people that I wouldn't mind doing that with. I also wanted to say that I really enjoy when you talk about Virginia politics, and I know it might bore the pants off of some other people, but it keeps me on the edge of my seat. One of the things that you were speaking about was the Virginia license plates and putting the women's shoes or something on there. And I'm not sure if I agree with Virginia putting political statements on license plates anyway. I remember a few years back there being a license plate with two wedding bands and a lot on it that said one man, one woman. I'm really not sure how I feel about that. Virginia already kind of gets a bad rap as being a very backward state anyway. I'm really not sure that I need people from out of state seeing there's political messages on the license plate and then judging us even more for it. So anyway, if nobody else has called your voicemail line, here it is. And hopefully it goes well, and hopefully Google Voice can transcribe what I've said, because I speak fast. Anyway, love your show. Haven't downloaded the group show yet, but hopefully I will when I get home. And hope all's well, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you all very much for those voicemails, and I'll repeat those names again. That's Chuck, Eric in D.C., Groomer Zig, Stevie B., Mr. B in Laguna Beach, Ian, Kathy Bacon, and Davey Dangerous. So anybody else, if you want to call, you're more than welcome to. The Google Voice line is now free, and everyone can, free as in it's not tied up anymore with phone calls. So you can call and leave a message and comment on anything or ask a question or just say hi or whatever you want to do. Just remember that the Google Voice line, it will never go away. You know, like the other one that you would lose in 30 days, which I'm sure my other one is gone because, it's been more than 30 days. So, but anyway, just know that the Google Voice is there, okay? Now, the rest of this week, it is not my week to do a group show because I did one on Thursday, and I hope you enjoyed that Thursday show. We actually had a very good time. We had such a group there that night, and then after the show was over, we had some great gossipy discussion talks after the fact that went on for a good, I don't even remember how long, but we had such a good time. And you can tell by the group show that we had a great time. Big Fatty made an appearance, Larry Vader. Well, you know, you listened to it already. So anyway, that's all I have for today, boys and girls, and I will probably be back. I might record my... Wait a minute. I'll probably join Arthur's show on Thursday night. Maybe I'll record us a little something on Wednesday night. I don't know. We'll see. All right, well, boys and girls, that's all for today. Until next time, bye.